If it's October, which it is, then it must be ADHD Awareness Month, which it is. And if it's ADHD Awareness Month, it must be time for TED Talks from Ada. They're kind of like TED Talks, but shorter, snappier, ADHD friendly, if you will. And this year, they're all about executive function. You know, that front part of our ADHD brains that helps us plan and prioritize, remember what we're doing, following through, or not. So here's your chance to hear from 31 different experts. It's just another way Ada supports adults with ADHD. Let's listen in.
My name is Rudy Rodriguez. I'm a founder of the ADHD Center for Success in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm proud to say that I have been certified by PAC as a professional certified ADHD coach. I'm also a licensed clinical social worker. And finally, I'm happy to say that I'm an adult who's been diagnosed and living with ADHD myself. I've been invited to speak to you today about executive functioning. You've already heard some great TED Talks about executive functioning, so today I'd like to share my thoughts and ideas that may help to strengthen your everyday executive function skills. I've always said that ADHD is effortful, but I believe we can lighten the load and the challenges by improving our executive function skills. So let's first establish that executive function is all about self-regulation. It's self-regulation of our time, of our attention and energy to complete things, self-regulation of our procrastination, and self-regulation of our emotional regulation and more. You know, we can't change what we're not aware of. So I also believe that it's important to build our self-awareness and understanding to what's working and not working in our lives. Enhancing our executive functioning begins with awareness, or maybe it begins with mindfulness. Jon Kabat-Zinn has defined mindfulness as present moment awareness. That's just being in the moment, totally in the moment. But seriously, are you really living in the present moment? How many of you are listening, truly listening, when you're in conversation with others? How many of you find that instead you're being in the moment, actually, you're in your mind, off somewhere else, entertaining a million different ideas? I call these having drive-bys. You know, like when you're driving down a familiar road and you suddenly see a cleared piece of property where the bakery used to be. And you look to the person beside you and you say, "What happened there? When did that happen? And the person responds, "Well, Rudy, it's been like that for weeks." That's a drive-by. It's a frightening thought to realize that you've been driving the same road unconsciously for weeks. Have you ever put your phone or keys down and forget where you put them? This is a drive-by. But the question is, have you learned from your errors? Have you done something different to prevent that from happening again? Or will you simply repeat this experience? Again, this is about self-regulation. It's about executive function. Now, planning or lack of planning is another important part of our challenges to our executive functioning. I once heard Ari Tucker speak. You may have noticed that we don't generally start off a task or project with a clearly defined plan. Now that takes too much time and concentration. Instead, we typically have a thought or a loose idea of what to do. So why worry about the planning? Let's just jump in and get started. So what we tend to do is jump in and make the plan on the fly. And that works sometimes and sometimes not. However, the result of this method may be that you make the same mistakes over and over again. Or you may also hear from someone that you just don't learn from your mistakes. But what if you take a step back and ask yourself, wait a minute, have I done this task or a similar task before? Well, now you're accessing your hindsight. So when you do this, you now see what's worked in the past. So make a list of the things that did work. And now you have what I call a recipe for success, a template to use. But the next question to ask is, what didn't work the last time? And you make a list of this, and I refer to this as the recipe for disaster. This is a list of things you don't want to repeat, so you want to be aware of and avoid making those mistakes again. The cool thing is now you have a working recipe that you can use again in the future. There's great value to having hindsight and foresight to the future task of this nature. Now let's look at time for a moment. Everyone knows that we're pros at procrastination, right? I once heard Lynn Endress ask a question. What's the difference between being on time and being prompt? Oh, there are numerous situations you can think of, like meeting up with friends, showing up for dinner, sending a birthday card. Is it on time or prompt? So let's look at the definition of prompt. And to do this, I'm going to share the following experience of a client that I had coached a few years ago, where we had discussed the distinction between being on time and being prompt. So I hadn't heard from her for a few years, and one day she called me, and with great excitement, she said, "Rudy, I was prompt." We'll call her Ann, and went on to describe the following. She walked up to the registration desk to check in for a seminar that she had previously registered for. As she walked up to the table, she realized that she was the first person to show up. So she had time to speak to the women at the registration table, pick up her packet of handouts, and casually walk to the seminar room. As she looked around the room, she realized that there was no one else in the room, which meant that she now had her choice of seats, rather than arriving just in time and scanning the room trying to find a place to sit. So now, having found her seat and walked to the back of the room, she poured herself a glass of water and then returned to her seat. People were just beginning to arrive, so she went to the restroom to freshen up before the seminar started. When she returned to the room to sit, she reviewed her handouts, and she still had plenty of time before the speaker of the seminar began. This is the difference between being on time and being prompt. Being prompt is about arriving to work with plenty of time to grab a cup of coffee, to get ready to start the day, rather than rushing in and clocking in at the exact moment that the day starts. Imagine how this feels different between being on time or being prompt. Well, I've got much more to share, but my time is nearly up. So that's a glimpse of my thoughts and tools to enhance executive functioning. Remember, it's all about self-regulation. It's about awareness and doing something different to create the results that you want, the results that are less effortful, more pleasing, and less stressful. You know, we can have a life that's dictated by your circumstances, or you can have a life by design, by intention, and by taking informed action. Before I close, I want to say something about Russell Barkley. His definition of self-regulation is any action you direct at yourself. It's something you're doing to yourself, and you're doing it to change your behavior from what it automatically would have been. And you're doing that in order to change your future, to change something that lies ahead, maybe 1 minute, a week, a month, a year from now. We're doing something to increase or decrease some consequence out there in the future that is probable and based upon how we act. We're looking out for our future, not just today, living in the moment. Well, thanks for listening. Once again, my name is Rudy Rodriguez, aka Coach Rudy, and you can reach me by email at ADHDCenter4FORSuccess.com, or you can reach me at my website on my contact form at the same address, ADHDCenterForSuccess.com. Thanks again. Have a good day.
Hey, Congrats, you did it. Listen to the entire TED Talk. And if you think this is great info, there's even more at the 2022 International ADHD Conference. It's a hybrid conference that happens November 16th through the 19th, live in Dallas, Texas, simulcast on the web as a virtual event. Find out more at ADDA, that's ADD.org, where you can catch ADHD webinars, join peer support groups, and get ADHD classes. It's truly priceless, but membership costs less than $8 a month. Okay, enough of the chatter. We'll see you tomorrow with more executive function information.